Security Interests in Personal Property, SIP Registry, also referred to as the National Collateral Registry, aims to facilitate financing for micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises. The instrument forms part of the government's business reform agenda, designed to enhance the investment environment and ultimately spur entrepreneurship and economic growth. That's our topic for today, folks, the SIP Registry, implemented by the government through the Companies Office of Jamaica, the COJ. I'm your host, Aldean Campbell. Thanks for staying with us. So, we've come to understand that the registry is a repository or a bank of information on non-real estate assets being tendered as collateral for securing loans under the SIP Act. These assets include motor vehicles, stocks and...
Orlando Patsy, let me turn up the radio, yeah? Me have to hear this.
Come on now!
Long story, but the other day I did one big hullabaloo with one SIP registry something. Me not really know because that's why I'm here.
Alright then, me catch up with you later.
Take care.
The registry has been in operation for over a year. However, concerns have been raised by some persons that information they consider private was made public on the registry, and that to them was a major issue. Well, persons who are upset can now breathe a sigh of relief as the government has sought to address those concerns. We have with us on telephone Deputy CEO at the Companies Office of Jamaica, Shelley Leon, who will tell us more about this. Ms. Leon, before the break, you were saying that some changes were made to the online registry. Tell us about that.
Initially, anybody could go on the registry and do a public search. So you could go and do a search without having an account. So what the Companies Office of Jamaica and the Government of Jamaica, what they have done in order to balance the interest of the public and the ease of giving credit is to allow public searches, but this is done on a restricted basis.
So I'm gathering that persons who wish to access a site will now have to create an account before they can do a public search. But let's say this does not bring much comfort to the debtor. What if a listener is wondering if that's all?
The searches will now be tiered. So when someone logs on, the first level of information that they can get is they'll be able to get the name of the debtor and they'll be able to get a description of the collateral and they will get information relating to the secured creditor. Now, there's a second tier search. That search will be upon the payment of a fee. So persons who wish to get more information will have to proceed to the second tier search.
This is quite interesting.
The imposition of a fee is intended to ensure that only persons who have a serious interest in and a valid reason to search will proceed to the second tier.
So, what if I'm curious to know if someone did a search against my name? If someone went on the site and accessed my information, could that be traced?
The changes that have been implemented seeks to ensure that whoever goes on the site can be traced in that in order to set up an account, you must present your TRN as well as your date of birth. So when you enter that information, this will be validated against the TRN database. So it gives some level of assurance that the person who is creating the account is indeed one and the same person.
Thank you, Ms. Leon. And it's possible that someone could get a hold of another person's TRN. But I'm convinced that the measure in place is likely to reduce instances of fraud. Listeners, we've come to the end of our program. I'm sure we got some reassuring information there from Deputy CEO at the Companies Office of Jamaica, Shelley Leon. So, as we take our leave, we say, until next time, walk good.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.